Chapter 4. Roscoe. We're packed in tight, but they're always reminding us about Kilby's first-rate ventilation system. We have windows, more of them than walls, and they vent top and bottom. The cell house is cross-sectioned like a chimney, and its open-pitched roof holds a line of huge ventilators, squat cylinders that, from the back edge of the yard, look like side-lying tires. Chimney effect, our guards say, and enjoy the breeze, gentlemen. In the summer, they can run fans that flush the house with fresh air, but even though the guards have to suffer the heat and stink, too, those fans are one of their favorite things to withhold. Someone takes that fork from the mess, and we spend a day sweating ourselves out of our skin until it's found.
"Fork coming down!"
someone will shout from up top, and we'll listen to those tines hit the metal grates in the open floors, chiming their way to a sticking point, footsteps, and then the creak of belts and holsters as guards bend down. That fork will play its way along whatever row of bars it's near, and Bo or Henry or Stanley will say,
"You boys hear that? That's a pretty noise, ain't it? Let's listen on it a while longer."
The fans are loud. The guard towers are made of the same concrete aggregate as the wall, the same sand and gravel from the prison's own pit. The towers are on every corner, and they're lonely-looking things, barely higher than the wall itself, slits for windows. The one out front is something else, though, a hexagon with a cement base and brick sides, its top stacked full of beautiful paned windows. The room is a great turret, and the spotlight perched in its tower is more the beacon of a lighthouse than the glow of escape. I can see it from my cell.
"Why does the front tower look like a lighthouse?" I've asked. "When have you ever seen a lighthouse?"
the guard or foreman responds.
"Get on back to your work."
The oaks in the grove across the highway are southern red oaks. Many of them were cut down to build the prison village, which stands just beyond the gravel pit. A community hall is over there in the village, and a hotel for the single employees. It sounds like our village at Lock 12, just drier without the Coosa flowing by. The coffee here is stretched and weakened by ground acorns from the oaks. Even better than tarring the walls,